It's a Warriors sound tradition, entering the playoffs with a conversation with Warriors broadcaster Tim Roy. I'm Lawrence Scott, and as the Warriors get set for the Clippers and Game 1 at Oracle Arena on Saturday evening, a 5 p.m. tip-off, we look at what this season was and what's ahead here in this first round. And Tim, just reflecting on maybe even just the past couple weeks with this team, what are you seeing from the Warriors right now as they head into the playoffs?
I think as opposed to last year, I think you're seeing a focus. I think they're more locked in. I think they feel real comfortable with where they are. And then the other thing, which hasn't happened in a few years, they're healthy going into the postseason. So that's always a big plus. But I just think the way they approached this season was perfect for getting ready for this grind. I think they're in a real good position to have a nice deep run because I think they're kind of in sync. Cousins is comfortable with his role on the team, and I think that they feel a lot better about themselves right now than they did a year ago.
You know, man, is this Clippers team different than a Clippers team you would have seen in the playoffs a couple of years ago. And for them, what they're doing, it's working to some degree. You can see that there's a future here for what they're trying to build, what Lawrence Frank is doing and Jerry West has helped put into place, that now Doc Rivers is taking onto the court each night with these players. But when you look at this particular Clippers team, what are we going to see here?
You're going to see a team that plays very well together, has a very good spirit about them, and they have guys at different spots on the floor that can score. Patrick Beverley coming back is going to be huge for them. I think when you look at the fact that they can bring Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell off the bench on most nights, that's two unique players who are very hard to guard, and they work very well together. Harrell has got a high motor and really plays well around the rim. Lou Williams might be one of the top five guys off the bench in NBA history. He's that good. And so there are, you know, problems for the Warriors out there. And I think the one thing about this Clipper team, as opposed to other playoff Clipper teams that we have seen, is that they can play with the Warriors a little bit pace-wise. They're not going to want to walk it up all the time because they have guys that can get out on the floor and score. And I think they also have two very good young guards that are going to be a pain for the Warriors for a long time. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Landry Shamet. Shamet can really shoot, as we saw recently in that final regular season game at Oracle. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, yeah, I don't know if he's going to be a star, but he's going to be really good in the league for a long time.
You know, as we start having a history here with the Warriors in the playoffs and seeing various series, you think back to the 2014 NBA playoffs where the Clippers and Warriors matched up and it went 7, and it wasn't the outcome that the Warriors wanted. But when you reflect just back to that first round series, what comes back to your mind?
Well, just the whole Donald Sterling story and how in his first real crisis as commissioner, Adam Silver stepped up to the plate and just did a great job, made the right decision with the right tone. And it was just a weird series. You know, before Adam Silver came out and made his decision, there was a real question mark whether or not there was going to be basketball played in L.A. There was a thought that the players were going to go up for the opening tip, the ball would come down, the players would leave the floor. And so, you know, it was a real cornerstone, I think, for Adam Silver and his legacy as a commissioner. That's going to be right at the top. So it was a weird series that way. You know, very weird series. It was right at the end of the Mark Jackson coaching run. And so there had been some weird stories around the Warriors that year. So you knew something was going to happen at some point. And basically, though, it was another education for this young core. Because then the next year, Steve Kerr comes in and 14-15, and now we're in this unbelievable historic run. You know, back then, I think we were just all really happy that, you know, we didn't have to worry about the lottery. You know, I mean, after years of having that being a huge date on the Warriors' calendar. But you knew the year before, too, that there was something about this team. You know, to go down to San Antonio and give them the series the Warriors gave them, there was something around this team that was really good. And then I think it just was another step along the way, albeit it was a weird playoff series.
Yeah, you think, too, that was 2014 and then 2015, boom, to the NBA Finals, winning the title. Now, of the past four NBA Finals, three championships for the Warriors. And You know, we were talking with John Wertheim of 60 Minutes, a Sports Illustrated writer and 60 Minutes correspondent. They're doing a piece on the Warriors for 60 Minutes on Sunday evening. And he had asked them during the interview about what is it to try to defend the title. And most of the players were just saying, like, this isn't about defending a title. This is like actually starting new this time around. And as the Warriors go for what would be four titles in 5 years, it's kind of nice to hear them think that it's a total reset and we're starting fresh and there is a reason why here.
Yeah, I think it's great that their mindset is that way, but I think in the back of their minds they're also chasing history, and they know that with each finals appearance, each championship, this team's getting closer and closer to being, fully in embraced by everyone as one of the great teams in American sports history, and so I think that's kind of in the back of their minds. I think But this team, like all championship teams, has the ability to compartmentalize. And by that I mean they take everything that's happened in the past aside and they just look at what's in front of them. And part of the reason is that you have two guys, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, whose dads played in the league. And they, one thing about an NBA player is that they know there's, the next game. Let's get to the next game. So they throw away what happened in the previous game. Let's get to the next game. And so that allows you to play with a little bit more of an even keel. And so having those two with that kind of attitude, I think, has really helped this team throughout the drama, throughout the ups and downs you've had in the regular seasons the past few years, and allowed them to stay focused on what is, the job at hand, which is to win the next game so you can go for the title.
Now that we're touting CBS News programming, I think back to a recent CBS Sunday morning show. I believe it was the correspondent Rita Braver who sat down with Clippers owner Steve Ballmer, a guy that brings a lot of energy to any room, to any situation. But this Clippers organization is one that at some point will not be denied. This man has been very successful in business and in life, and he really wants a championship team with the Clippers. This series, I don't know that we'll see that kind of thing, but when you think of where this Clippers team is going and their organization is going, a trajectory, what have you seen?
Last 6 years, they've been the best basketball organization in Los Angeles, and you haven't been able to say that in years gone by. When I first got to the Warriors, it was the Warriors and the Clippers. They were always, fighting for the bottom of the barrel, and now they're the two teams on top of the division. They're two of the teams that are in the mix in the West, and with Ballmer running things, I think that they're going to be in the mix. They're going to be there. They've hired good people. Lawrence Frank is good people. We know how good Jerry West is. Doc Rivers is a very, very good coach, and they've kept him on board. So I expect they're going to be a team to be, feared in the West for a long, long time. And, adding a guy like Steve Ballmer is great for the association. I mean, is that another team you have to worry about? Sure. But it's also great for the league to have guys that are in this thing to win it. And by the way, speaking of CBS, I miss Charles Kuralt.
I know. Especially the nature scenes at the very end as he led into them. Those are always very Sunday special.
Sunday morning, cup of coffee. Are you kidding me? Oh, I think we should send out James Kincaid with a truck and make him the on-the-road correspondent. I think we should do that.
We sent him to Japan. He came back with a lot of good Rakuten material, and we do thank him for that. Now, so we always do this at the end of our sit-downs here together, a little crystal ball as to what you expect to be the outcome, not necessarily just in games for what the series will end up being, but maybe how about who will have a breakout performance and sort of set the tone for the playoffs, because this will be fun. It is a true Pacific Division rivalry now, Warriors and Clippers, and this is like exciting stuff. Those games this season have been really fun to watch, Warriors and Clippers games. Now, as it enters the tournament phase, who do you think has that sort of breakout performance that sets the tone for the playoffs?
I think Stephen Curry is poised to have a really good playoff run. I think he is. I think he's very relaxed right now. He was seeing the ball very well. He's got contacts in. He can see the rim now, which is probably bad news for the rest of the association. And also, you can't argue with Kevin Durant's track record. He locks in when it's time to lock in, and he's been in his best passing year in his NBA career. He's incredibly efficient, maybe one of the most efficient players of all time in the last 2 months of the season. So I think those two are guys I'm going to keep an eye on, and if you're looking at the Clippers, to me, it's always Lou Williams. He's always dangerous, and he can turn around a game in setting the tone in 5 minutes. So he's a guy that you have to be aware of at all times.
All right, Warriors, Clippers, Game 1, Saturday evening at Oracle Arena, 5 p.m. tip-off with Tim Roy. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.